Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
You know it's every day. Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport. You know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL to college games. They always bringing the knowledge. Nobody ever could try to go stop it. Only be talking the truth. Only be talking the truth. Ay. You know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose.
Hi, yes. Coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National Mortgage Lender at Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Taz Moose with you.
Yeah.
You've got Ben and Pete the Body across the way. Marco Belletti, your updates. Can't play a talking number to call 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
It is the third and final hour, 8 a.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, and as is the custom, we kick off our third and final hour. Let's get to it, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is placed in concussion protocol.
He is, and it happened during the course of practice. It was a goal line situation. Offensive linemen, defensive linemen kind of came together.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger was there, got dinged in the head, went to the ground, got up on his own volition, told his center Pouncey that he was A-OK. Interesting when you look at it, Taz. You never want to see that transpire in practice, and you could say, it's not that big of a deal, and you might be right, but it could be a big deal. Anytime you're dealing with any kind of concussion or somebody going into the concussion protocol, it's an undetermined amount of time because there's a baseline that that player has to reach before he can get back in the game, and anytime you're dealing with any kind of a brain injury, and that's exactly what a concussion is, there it's not a sprained ankle. It's not dealing with a twisting of the knee. It's not anything of a pulled hamstring where you have around a determined amount of time. You don't know.
No, you don't know. You got to be careful with it. I mean, hopefully Ben's going to be okay. We were talking earlier. When we were talking about this in our first hour, it's just crazy to me that, I mean, quarterback is, especially in camp, lay off. I mean, they all wear these different color jerseys, you know, so the Steelers are black and gold, so the quarterbacks probably wear red jerseys. You know, I understand he, you know, his tackle, Marcus Gilbert, was engaged in a block with the linebacker, and Big Ben ran into him on a rollout. So, you know, I either Ben's got to pay attention not to run into a mammoth man like Marcus Gilbert or something. You got to just put this. I just feel like this shouldn't happen to a guy at the age of Ben Roethlisberger. He's not the most fleet-footed guy in the game that's a quarterback. He's not the youngest QB in the game. So I think he's got to protect himself a little more, and I think they got to be smarter how they protect him. But hopefully he's just okay. Hopefully it's just a protocol thing, because that's what he's in, concussion protocol, and hopefully he doesn't have an actual concussion.
Yeah, it should not happen, and sometimes strange things do happen,
and that's
exactly what transpired at Steelers camp. But you hope that he's A-okay. You hope that he's on the mend very, very quickly, but anytime you go on that concussion protocol, you're not exactly sure the amount of time you'll be in it.
Number two.
Carson Wentz says it'll be a close call regarding his availability for week one.
Interesting. Oof. When you look at week one of the NFL regular season for the Philadelphia Eagles, you're defending Super Bowl champs as they get set to take on the Atlanta Falcons. And for Wentz, there's no rush.
No.
Taz,
no.
What's the rush? There is no rush.
No.
You can play the long game here with Carson Wentz. You've got a Super Bowl winning quarterback as your backup quarterback. There's no rush.
Right. The only rush is for Carson Wentz. He's a competitor, like all these men and women that are pro athletes. They want to compete, so they want to get on the field to play before the trainer wants them, before the before the coaches want them, before the fans want them, because they understand that you can lose your spot no matter how great Carson Wentz is. You know, the guy that's his backup and that's going to play against the Falcons at home in Philly in that first game, if Wentz don't play, he's a Super Bowl MVP veteran, Nick Foles. I mean, so he's not some punk, you know. I mean, you know, Foles, I mean, you know, he's the real deal.
Take care of the asset.
I know.
And also take care of the asset. I'm not saying you don't know. Just that's the way it's got to be. There's no rush. Here's what I love. This is what I hate. When, especially early on here, Taz, I know guys get banged up and you're going to have to play through injuries and some pain during the course of the regular season. In training camp, you want to make sure your guys are set week one at close to 100% as best as they can be. And there's no reason in any way, shape, or form when you're dealing, say, with Saquon Barkley with the Giants, when you're dealing with Carson Wentz with the Philadelphia Eagles. Roethlisberger's a different case because now he's in the concussion protocol. There's no reason to rush guys and put them back. There's no reason to do it. It would just be downright silly and stupid.
Yeah, no, I agree. And like I was talking about this earlier, man, I don't think even if a coach or position coach or the actual player wanted to rush something back, which they're too small for that, the trainers and doctors and the conditioning staff, they're not going to allow it. It's just not going to be allowed because you got to protect the athletes from themselves at times because they're so damn competitive that they just want to keep on going. They want to grind and they feel they know their body better than some trainer knows his body, and they do. But there's different protocol and different ways you got to be careful. But you're right, there is no rush to get Carson Wentz back on the field if you're a Philadelphia Eagle fan or the coaches, because you got a pretty good contingency plan in Nick Foles.
And for the Philadelphia Eagles, a team that I think are, as we talked to John McClain wrapping up last hour, Houston Chronicle, if you missed that interview, you can check out the podcast, radio.com or Apple Podcast, each and every day, Monday through Friday, Taz. But I think they're a playoff team. Oftentimes, I think a team's having a Super Bowl hangover. The fact that Wentz will be in there, I think he's motivated, ticked off, bothered that he was not there winning the Vince Lombardi Trophy for this organization. I think he's going to be a highly motivated quarterback. I think they've got depth. I think they've got defensive line depth. I think they've got playmakers. I think the offensive line is good enough. There's so much to like about this Philadelphia Eagle team.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, they could keep winning and winning and winning. We saw the success last year. And their coaching staff's on point. They're excellent. I mean, no, they got everything you need locked in. And to have two awesome quarterbacks sitting there in green and gray is pretty impressive. If you're waking up this morning and you're driving to work or something and you're a Philadelphia Eagle fan.
Number three.
The University of Maryland takes responsibility for the death of a student athlete during workouts in May.
Yeah, they hold a press conference yesterday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Taz. And let's hear from the school president, Wallace Lowe.
The university assesses legal and moral responsibility for the mistakes that our training staff made on that fateful workout day of May the 29th. Which, of course, led subsequently to his death on June 13th.
That is Wallace Lowe, the president of the University of Maryland, and he is referencing the death of Jordan McNair, 19-year-old offensive lineman, May 29th incident, heat stroke, body temperature reached 106 degrees, died 2 weeks later in a hospital, did not receive the proper medical treatment. And we know the scathing ESPN report, Taz, that came out a few days ago. And the fallout of Maryland does continue. DJ Durkin, their head coach, paid administrative leave. Rick Court, the strength coach, resigned Monday on social media. They reportedly, Maryland and Court, reached a financial settlement on his contract yesterday. So he is out. There's a four-member review that's going to do an internal investigation and determine the future of not just DJ Durkin, the head coach, but also members of that coaching staff as well. As it looked like it appears, according to the report and according to sources, it was an untenable situation down there in Maryland. where volatile, toxic, I think was the term that was used as well.
Yeah,
where players were mistreated by coaches under the tutelage or under the guidance or under really the head coach DJ Durkin.
Yeah, and it's you know, if that's all true,
if it's all true, right?
If it's all true, you know, it would not be the first time in decades that football players were screamed at, cursed at, punked out, insulted immensely by coaches that will, you know, bully players because they have that power. I mean, this is not new news. This happens. And unfortunately, it's not the first time that, that a young football player at said university or in the NFL, you know, at high school players, we saw it a lot too, where kids lose their lives, unfortunately, in during the summer, you know, because it's hot out and because they're grinding and they have kids running, and it's usually kids that are bigger kids. And Jordan McNair was a big offensive lineman. He was a big young man. And like I said the other day, I said earlier today, and I'll say it again, in my view, there is no reason in the world that linemen should be running 110s, okay, run 110-yard sprints. That's not going to make you tougher. I understand the archaic thinking of some coaches and that good old boy network, tough, let's tough it out. Run it out, suck it up. I've heard this.
Yeah.
I lived it. I know. And you know, I understand that. But that narrative has to change. And the parents of McNair, the young man who passed, it's very sad. And they...
It's tragic. Listen, and it's just not the way that the guys were trained. If the reports are true, the stuff that was transpiring down there, making guys overeat to where they vomit if they were overweight, making guys, if they were overweight, eat in front of other guys that were training, stepping over players and calling them weak if they passed out during the course of a workout. The stuff that was going down, the mental and verbal abuse, is alarming, and there's no place for it. I mean, you can make guys tough, and I get the idea of playing through certain things, but I get all that. Listen, we at certain levels, you participate in some kind of athletic endeavor in your life. You know what the idea of competition is all about, and some have been physically gifted enough to perform at different level, other levels than others, and I get that experience, but. You look at what's disturbing down there in Maryland is this. And Taz, you have a college-age son, and we've discussed it. And basically, you heard from the Maryland president say they've taken, you know, the moral and legal responsibility for the death of Jordan McNair. As you heard from the president, Wallace Loh, yesterday saying, we took in their son, and he did not return home. That's really, we can debate about tough, not tough, the proper coaching protocol here in 2018. Here's really the brass tacks of it is this, as you bear it down, is that a son is never coming home and a family's never going to be the same. And if protocols were properly followed down there in Maryland, that would not have been the case. If people did not have their head up their rear end, that would not be the case. Unfortunately, a young man in 19 left this earth way too soon.
My son's 19, and he's a rising sophomore. He'll be a sophomore when he goes back to college, as a college athlete, Division I athlete. And I cannot. I was talking to my wife about this, this family, the McNair family, that lost their son. You can't even. It's tough to even fathom. And like I said earlier, when you drop your son or daughter off, not if they're a college athlete or just a college student, it doesn't matter. But with an athlete, it matters a little bit, only because it's like they spend so much time, the athletes do, with the team and the coaches. So you expect that coaching staff to be an extension of parents, in essence. And when your kid gets recruited, you get that feeling from coaches. I know we did, my wife and I. So when this happens and you hear about this abuse and I don't want to say no one's standing up for Durkin saying that this is not right. I mean, Muschamp,
Will Muschamp.
Will Muschamp. He's taken off. He coached at Florida, and Durkin coached under him there at Florida. Jabril Peppers, I talked about earlier, dude. Like, you know, former Michigan superstar, University of Michigan, and plays for the Cleveland Browns. He basically said, because he was a defensive coordinator, DJ Durkin was at Michigan when Peppers was there. He said his tactics felt extreme at times. He's just he said he's a different guy. He goes, his tactics were just extreme.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, there's no right. Who knows what the truth is? You hate to.
Well, you know. Right. You do know. I mean, we don't know exactly.
No, we don't. It's hard.
We don't know 100% certainty everything that went down. We do know this. A young man's life was lost. Maryland takes on legal and moral responsibility. We heard from the president there. The investigation by the four-member panel is now underway. And we'll see what happens with DJ Durkin here. I have a hard time envisioning. And with the investigative report, Taz, with him being put on paid administrative leave soon after that report went down, I have a hard time envisioning DJ Durkin coaching Maryland football this year.
Yeah.
Hard time envisioning that. But we'll find out and we'll see. And there you go, your three biggest stories on this Wednesday morning. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Coming up straight ahead, we'll mix a little baseball into the conversation because you've got something historic going on down with the Atlanta Braves and one of their young outfielders. We'll get into that next. Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Taz and the Moose, just talking away. Beats all you ever heard talking smack since the day they was born. Flapping their gums day after day. Where there's all about the pride and there's also nationwide. Taz and Moose, talking them sports. Yapping a while the rooster crows.
There you go.
Yes. That's not bad, kid.
No, very nice. Zach, well done. Taz, well done. See what's going on down in Atlanta? I love it. It's great.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it. Done.
Well, it's for everyone's enjoyment. Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's it. Taz, good job. We move on.
See what's going on in Atlanta with the Braves.
That's it. Just like that. Done.
Yeah, how many minutes? How long do you want to spend on?
How many minutes you want to spend on?
How long do you want to talk about the?
I don't know. I could have went.
You did a wonderful job.
Sometimes people like the backstory. I'm not usually a songwriter, Moose. But you know, when I am, I kick ass. Let's be honest. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, well,
it would have been nice if you would have gave me that compliment. But it's very difficult for you to compliment me.
No, I told you that
you did
a great job.
Not against me.
I'm working with you. What is the problem this morning?
I know you haven't eaten meat in weeks.
What is the problem this morning? What is the issue? Why are you cranky this morning?
I am a little cranky. It took me 2 hours to get a meal.
Well, you got the meal, though. You ate, and you did a great job with song.
The lyrics. It's called the lyrics.
Yeah, you did a great job.
I'm a songwriter now. Add that onto my docket.
Hmm.
Tell me about Atlanta, Moose.
Did a great job.
Tell me about
what else
Atlanta.
Would you like to hear?
That's it.
Pete, tell Taz he did a nice job.
You did a great job. Thank you.
Ben?
Ben,
hello?
It was an excellent job.
Okay.
Loved it.
Marco? These guys are as sincere as you.
Tremendous lyrics.
Same energy level, too.
Let's go to We Over Nation. Oh, look, it's Houston Jones.
We Over Nation.
Houston Jones. Fantastic job, Taz. Hashtag We Over. Let Moose knows he sucks.
You're welcome,
Thank you.
Moose.
Thank you, Houston Jones. Appreciate that.
No, you don't suck. These people like you. You don't embrace them. That's the problem.
I do embrace them.
No, you don't. I do.
Thank you. Thank you, Speaker Phone Jones.
No, you don't. You don't embrace. There's a bunch of them on social media. You don't embrace them. You don't. You don't. You got to embrace them. They want to be embraced. They're embraceable people.
I embrace them all.
All right. Tell me about the Braves, please. Tell me about the Braves. I need to talk to you about the Braves.
Such an amazing job.
Ivy. Okay. We're good.
Was this what Cole had to do before every broadcast?
Michael Cole?
Yeah.
No, he was different. He was different than you.
He
was different. No, Michael Cole. You don't want to go there.
That didn't sound good.
You don't want to go there.
What do you mean?
He was different. No, he was different.
Just didn't sound good for you, Moser.
What do you mean?
He was different.
Yeah, he was different. Michael Cole was
I'm not a play-by-play guy. I'm sure he was.
Yeah, but he also was a radio guy. He broke into business in radio.
I'm sure he was different.
Yeah, you know, he's a Syracuse guy.
My point
guy
is that he
Syracuse
have to build
guy.
You. The point being is that he have to build you up before every broadcast.
No, wrestling play-by-play guys, the way it works is
So the answer would be no.
No, that, you're wrong. The answer actually is yes, to be honest with you. It wasn't a buildup. You're being sarcastic. It wasn't a buildup. It was what we call they put over the color commentators.
Yeah.
That's how it works in wrestling. And it builds a good dynamic entertainment. Mm. It's different in the realm because it's play-by-play and color commentary. We're doing a radio show. It's a little bit different.
Different.
But yeah, it is different. Yeah,
I was just curious.
Yeah, no, and I gave you the answer.
Thank you.
Please tell me about the Braves.
No, they're chasing FedEx Cup points at their last shot to make the playoffs, the Wyndham Championship, this weekend only on CBS. Oh. Mark goes here with the update. Mm. Take it away, Marco.
All right, guys. Well, tempers are flaring out west. Kind of like in here.
Yeah.
Dodgers and Giants.
It's a tough room.
Hundley's upset at Puig. Puig's in Hundley's face. I think Hundley's ticked off. And now Puig is pushing him. He threw a punch. Tony Watson now down. Puig takes the helmet off. Hundley's trying to go after him. And here comes Puig.
Yeah.
He throws another punch. Pence running in. And everybody's off the benches.
Dave Fleming, Giants Radio Network, who sounded so much like Bob Uecker from Major League Two. It had me laughing the whole time. And I don't know. I think Vaughn's holding his leg a little low.
You know, first of all, I don't even know. He's saying they looked like they were like weak slaps that were being thrown. These weren't even like punches.
No, the last one that Puig, where he was kind of getting held back, he was trying to reach around. It was a decent shot.
You said to what? You said? You know,
trying to reach around to get through to Hundley.
I got
it was, you know, a little difficult when you're that far away.
Well, here's the thing, too. Puig, 66 Jones, he basically said through an interpreter that he got pissed off, he got offended because Hundley repeatedly kept telling him to get back in the box, stop complaining, that type thing. So Puig got pissed, and that's what happened. So, yeah. Look, baseball fights usually suck, let's be honest. I mean, you don't see anybody get dropped. So, but
not oftentimes.
Been a long time since Nolan Ryan and Robin Ventura,
which was a fantastic fight.
Yeah, that was a fight. That was a Donnybrook, as we call it. Yeah. No, that's cool. I like when this happens in baseball. It's good for baseball. It's good energy. Yeah. And you got the Giants and, you know.
Well, they're hated rivals.
Yeah, of course. A Northern California team versus the Southern California team. Knuckling up there in Los Angeles. A stadium I've never been to. And that's one stadium I've always wanted to go to. How about that? I've never been to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.
Great stadium.
Always. I'm going to get there one
Fantastic.
Day.
Fantastic.
Right now.
It's a great.
You've been
great,
there?
Yeah. Great stadium.
San Diego and San Fran. I've been to both those stadiums. They're great, too.
Yeah, I've not been to. I went to the old San Diego at the Jack.
I've never been there. No.
Yeah.
What's a Petco? Is it now Petco still?
I think so. They changed names so often.
Yeah,
I think it's Petco.
Changed a lot. I've not been to the new San Diego one.
It's nice.
I've not been to Pac Bell or whatever the hell they're calling it now.
Pac Gimmick.
Is that what it's called now?
Or it's AT&T.
It's
AT&T.
Pac Schnabitz. Yeah. No, oh, AT&T. Yeah, I've been there too in San Fran, but never been to Dodger Stadium. I've always wanted to go there. One day I will. Continue, Marco.
All right, in the game in itself, the Giants actually won 2-1. Cardinals, they up their win streak to 7, beat the Nationals 6-4. A's, we've been talking about it. They continue to roll 17-22, beat the Mariners 3-2. Rockies beat the Astros 5-1. Houston's lost 5 straight, means Oakland's now just a game back. And you were talking about Atlanta before. Is there anyone hotter than Ronald Acuna Jr.?
The pitch by Connolly is hit in the air and hit well to right. Back is Anderson looking up. It is gone! A chop shot 3-run homer! And the Braves break it wide open. It's 10-6. Acuna's second home run of the game.
Gives him 8 in 8 games, 5 consecutive, third straight where he's had a leadoff homer. And the Braves beat the Marlins 10-6. That's Jim Powell, the call, Braves Radio Network. Brewers pulled within 2 games of the Cubs. They blanked Chicago 7-0. Surprise, surprise. Red Sox won again, beat the Phillies 2-1. 7 strong from Rick Porcello. 10 Ks. They are now 51 games over 500. In the NFL, Ben Roethlisberger in concussion protocol for the Steelers. Obviously, he's not playing in their game tomorrow. Giants still calling Saquon Barkley day-to-day. Mild hamstring strain. Sat out of practice. They refuse to tell you if he's going to play Friday. We all assume no. Jets and Redskins wrapping up their joint practices. A few skirmishes over the last few days. We found out former Redskin and current Jet Terrell Pryor let it be known that his surgery in May was actually for a fractured ankle, not the routine cleanup that it was reported, and it left Todd Bowles not happy.
Terrell doesn't need to be descriptive, and I feel he should keep his mouth shut and leave the injuries to me.
That's pretty
clean. Pretty blunt.
Yeah,
it's
pretty clean there by Todd
Bowles. Talked about this earlier. You know, I'd say
great job, Todd Bowles.
Poor Pryor, man. He's had a rough week. I mean, by getting punked out and roughed up by the D-backs in practice of the Redskins, and then his head coach basically.
All right, DJ Swearinger getting into him, former teammate with the Redskins, and now Bowles basically saying, zip the lip.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, keep them out quiet.
Oh, it's always nice to get undressed by your head coach.
Yes. Right.
Wow. Yeah, that's always fun.
When you're trying to make an impression, no question.
Wow, really, it's just true. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, but no, that's how it is, Dan. They just want to win, so we'll see what happens. But Terrell Pryor, poor guy. Anyway, we'll see.
Give you one more note. University President of Maryland, Wallace D. Lowe, had a press conference. They took legal and moral responsibility in the death of offensive lineman Jordan McNair. School has parted ways with assistant athletic director Rick Court, and head coach DJ Durkin, of course, remains on paid administrative leave. Guys?
Marco, thank you. To Atlanta we go. Braves. Mentioned it going into the break.
Finally.
Ronald Acuna Jr. Have you seen what the 20-year-old has done in his last 8 games? He is the youngest player in the last 8 games. Youngest player in Major League Baseball history, too. Homer twice in back-to-back days. Homer 8 times in an 8-game span. Homer 6 times in a 5-game span. Homer in 5 straight games. Homer to lead off 3 straight games. Hit 5 career leadoff homers. And over the last 8 games, Acuna has got 16 hits and 8 homers. No other rookie in the history of Major League Baseball has ever accomplished that over an 8-game span. It is remarkable when you look at what the 20-year-old's been able to do this year for the Atlanta Braves. It is absolutely remarkable. High expectations coming into the year. Everyone thought he was going to be an absolute stud, Taz. Mm. It's different when you go. We've seen many, many prospects fail. Guys that you expected to be big-time studs, and then all of a sudden they come up to Major League Baseball, and they never realize that potential. Acuna is a guy that is realizing that potential. He's got 19 home runs. His batting average now is over .280. He is certainly a guy that the Braves are leaning on heavily, and he is realizing every expectation they had for him.
Yeah, he is ultra, ultra impressive. I mean, it's crazy, and it's great. His club's in first place in the NL East, and the youngest player, as you said, home run in 5 straight games. Just think about that. Just think about that, how difficult that is. And then, what was the other one you said? He led off a home run, what, 3 straight games?
3 straight games.
Longest streak since 1996, I'm reading right here. That's crazy, man. Yeah, he's some kind of player.
The youngest player ever to do it, home run to lead off 3 straight games.
Amazing.
20 years of age, Taz.
He's a kid. He's
20
a kid.
Years old and doing this on the baseball diamond. 20 years of age.
Yeah, he is really something special. God, I wish he was on the Mets. Actually, it's better for him for sure. I know he doesn't wish he was on the Mets, but that's a whole other story.
Well, he's special, though. Yeah. Well, he is special, and I'm sure he's happy. And the Atlanta Braves now have got themselves a 2-game lead in the National League East, and there's a reason for that. You look at their young, dynamic offensive players led by Acuna Jr., and you look at how well, say, the Philadelphia Phillies have played this year, and then you look at the likes of how dysfunctional the Washington Nationals have been this season, Taz. Mm. The Nats have been one of the great disappointments across the baseball landscape. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. They've got 8 or 9 free agents after this year led by Bryce Harper. Their bullpen has imploded. You look at the last couple losses that they've had. It's tough when you are Rizzo and you are the Nats general manager and you look at this team and say, how exactly with this roster are we this bad?
Yeah, they really have to delve into that. And, Yeah, you wouldn't expect it, especially with a guy like Harper there, who's a household name in the game, came off the All-Star game. The All-Star game was in Washington. He wins the All-Star game. It was a great feeling. His dad was pitching to him. Everything was great. They still weren't in first place. We knew that. They were still behind Atlanta and Philadelphia, obviously. And I mean, but unfortunately, they are ahead of my Mets by a lot.
Did you hear about Ben Zobrist?
I actually saw what happened. I was watching the game. It was a day game. I didn't have the sound on, but I saw what happened, so I didn't hear it. But, yeah.
Well, Zobrist got run out of the game yesterday, and here's his explanation as to the reason why.
I just basically said, well, that's why, you know, we want an electronic strike zone. You know, and that's what obviously got me tossed.
And that is for a veteran player that's been through the battles.
Yeah,
and for that's not something you want to hear if you're a home plate umpire.
No, you don't. You're basically saying, look, hey, dude, a robot is better than you. You stink. I could get a robot to do it. Well, people are doing a lot of things with robots today. You know that. There's a lot of people are involved in relationships with robots, men and women. That's a big thing now.
That is. You're right
that's
about that.
That's a big thing.
People are doing a lot of things robots.
Well, that's true. That's a big thing. I mean, that's not my cup of tea, but I'm just saying some people are into robots now. It's a big thing. Like, it's not just movies. You know, it's like these are, you know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say to you? I'm trying to be a gentleman.
Yeah, I were you talking about sex toys?
Ooh, no. Robots. They are robots with the horizontal mambo. Yeah, they do this, these people. So it's a big thing now. I saw something on Twitter about it. I'm not kidding. It is a little wacky, I gotta be honest. Disturbing. I mean, whatever floats your boat or whatever rocks your rocket ship. Boom. That was funny.
Yeah, I mean, you are.
At least I thought it was funny.
That's a little socially awkward.
Socially awkward? What? Oh, the robots?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think? Of course it is. But look, you're telling a home plate ump. Basically, I could get a. That's why robots will take over and cover the strike zone better than you.
Well, robots will never take over that.
No,
aspect.
No, I know that, but I think
Zobos will. I'm talking that. About the interpersonal aspect.
Oh, that
but
one.
Oh. It will never take over that landscape.
I told
but
you baseball.
I do think at some point in time you will have
I got you
will have computers and you will have that you will have a automatic system calling balls and strikes. I do believe that.
Yeah.
To where then you're able to adjust the height of the player, you're able to call a consistent strike zone. I do think at some point in time you will get that.
It'll be done, and you're right. It'll be done with a laser. It'll be done with a laser to see how, to your point, to the height, the zone of the chest to the knees,
right,
and that'll
correct.
Be done laser, no matter how tall or short a guy
no
is.
Doubt.
It'll be automatically quick. Boom! It'll sense it, and it'll be
and
locked in.
And you can still have a guy behind the whole plane. It's not a case of taking that guy out of the equation. The scenario could be he has a little piece in his ear because you still need somebody to call the plays at home.
Right, of course. Yeah.
So he calls it ball strike. He gets the signal one way or the other and makes the call.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's easy.
It is easy. I think a lot of, obviously, baseball purists will obviously despise it and hate it. But, yeah, if you want to perfect the strike zone, that's the way to do it.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Coming up straight ahead, we've got leftovers for you. As we'll fill you in on everything we have yet to touch upon today. It's an action-packed Wednesday. Taz Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com. Time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Chuck in the Bay Area. Asks, with Khalil Mack holding out, is it a real possibility that the Raiders trade him? We'll get to that here momentarily. Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Can guarantee low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Is it a real possibility? I think it's a possibility. However, I think the Raiders are trying to play hardball with them, get them at their value, what they cost. And Gruden's been very, very tough with the language that he's used out there in Oakland at practice, Taz. I think eventually, though, they get this hammered out. No?
Yeah, I think they have to get it hammered out, to your point.
Do you think they trade him?
I hope they trade him. Here's the reason why. Because one of those teams that might be, besides the
Buffalo.
Packers, is Buffalo, right. So I'm hoping, but I don't think they do.
All right, so
I don't think so.
Okay, percentage for Chuck out there in the Bay Area that's a Raider fan. Percentage chance you think of the Raiders trading Khalil Mack? I think it's 30%.
I disagree with you. I say it's 31%. No, I'm with you. It's low. It's a low percentage.
Well, I mean, you could go 40%. I mean, you could be a case of, because the way Gruden has spoken, basically said our defense was terrible last year with him. We didn't really stop
him.
He basically said that. It's not a case where our defense was great last year with him, so we could be terrible with him, or we could be terrible without him.
Yeah, I know. You're right. That he did say that, Gruden, which is just crazy. This guy, Khalil Mack, is real deal, man. He's as advertised. I think you gotta have him there. He's your cornerstone at the end of the day of that defense. Didn't they just re-up Penn, the offensive tackle, the Raiders?
They want him to renegotiate his contract, give him some money back.
I just read something the other day. He's not locked in now.
No, he is locked in.
He is locked in,
yeah.
But they want to renegotiate his deal. They want him to take less money, basically.
Right.
Okay, I didn't realize that was what it was, because, you know, he's an excellent offensive lineman, big boy.
Yes.
I think you got to get Mack signed. Do I think it happened? I do. I think that the Raiders figure it out here, and they get together with Mack, and they get it done. I do. And he's an excellent Raider. I think he looks Great playing for the Raiders. Looks great in uniform.
He'll look great for a lot of teams.
He would, really, man. He's I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the guy. I mean, a lot of people are fans of the guy. I'm a fan of the way he plays. I think you got to, if you're John Gruden, you got to get it done. You got to get him. You got to get him locked in, or the ownership, not just John Gruden, obviously. I mean, I don't know. He's still young enough, and he's dominant. He's an offensive.
He's been a great player.
Yeah, he is.
He's been a dynamic defensive force. The issue now is, what are the Raiders willing to give him? What are the Raiders willing to pay him? And if the Raiders don't, somebody else will. So he's sitting there. He's going to miss a lot of money. He's in a contract holdout here. It doesn't seem like Khalil Mack is willing to break anytime soon. But I think it's the long game. I don't think the Raiders are going to be trading him anytime soon. And speaking of which, we've got some leftovers, right?
Yeah. You know, that was... Yeah, we do.
What?
I don't want to say it on the air, but I will. What's your problem, Pete, the board operator? Why are you making a face like that?
Why do you always have a problem?
It's because it's half my show. I can do what I want, sir.
Fair point.
No, I have a problem because I care. And I was thinking, Moose and I had an offline conversation the other day, and I'm going to bring it forward here, Moose. I don't know. We're thinking maybe we got to change the name of Leftovers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You're acting like we didn't discuss this briefly?
We did.
I said we briefly discussed it the other day.
I know. I said, oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It should be, oh, yeah.
Along.
No, it should be, oh, yeah. Okay. Like, oh, you're going to bring this up?
Wow.
Let's take two.
Wow.
No, Moose, I think we should maybe change the name of Leftovers.
Yeah.
Better. So that was good. That was good. That was much better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think maybe we should. You know, you know why? Because Leftovers, it's kind of like it's played out. We've been doing it, what, 7 months? I say we keep the segment. Now, I'm sure the folks that are part of the DA show wouldn't mind if we just got rid of it completely, because remember that debacle.
Because they complained about it.
Yes.
AB was also a rat, too.
Yeah, AB was a rat. DA was very cool about it. And
he was.
You know, we discussed
it. And Marash.
Yeah. So
Marash was Marash.
Not, yeah, we're all on the same team here.
Yeah.
But we are. At the end of the day. But
so we're going to change the name.
I think we should change the name.
I could understand that.
Yeah.
Even though I do like Leftovers, to some people just hate Leftovers. Despise them. Look at them. Like moldy.
Oh, like
throw
food.
Them away.
Like food. Yes.
Yeah, like food Leftovers. Like, ugh, who wants to eat those?
You know, but see the name.
I love them, though.
But see the name Leftovers for the segment, as you know,
the
creative concept behind it was, it's just stuff we didn't get an opportunity, like it says in the audio production of it, stuff we didn't get an opportunity to cover in the show because we cover so much here. No, I know you know. I'm just saying.
I'm with you.
So that's where the name, you know, came from. So it wasn't like thinking of some old, you know,
but
stuffing in turkey.
But
you know?
As we came to the determination the other day, it was just wasn't working.
Yeah, the name.
Right.
The segment's fine. It's just the name. You know, I got a little problem with you, Pete the Body. I'll tell you what. You got some nerve on you, sir. Okay, I saw that.
Talking
face,
to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. That face
so
you made before.
Name, what name are we going to come
hold
up
on,
with?
Moose, I'm not done here. I don't like that face you gave, sir. That was not nice. See, guys like you that work here put me in a bad mood. I
Polish
was in a bad mood.
Is great.
Guys like you. Yeah. Guys like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You heard Moose.
So we're
going
to do, what's the name we're going to, what was the name we came up with again?
Well, we were throwing around different names. Maybe we should maybe put a couple things out for public consumption on the Taz and Moose Twitter. Have
Let's
people vote.
It.
Have them vote.
Get interactive.
Get interactive, yeah.
Hit and miss.
That's a
hit
good one. But we gotta kind of get together with the social media team and come up with three, put it out for vote. But I think hit or miss is definitely a good one. You have another one? Bobby Blue. That could be two. And you have a third. No.
No, you have a second?
Do I have
hit
a
or miss?
Second? Hit or miss? Or how about what we didn't get to yet? That's not good. I'm joking.
What we didn't get to yet.
I'm teasing about that. I'm teasing. Not that. Or maybe.
How about bottom of my shoe?
No. Maybe not leftovers. I like hit or miss. That's a good one.
Hit or miss.
Hit or miss is good.
Right.
La 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 la.
Fire,
la.
No fire.
Fire, no fire. That's not bad. That's not bad.
No, I don't even know what that means.
How about in or out?
No, that's not good either. What? We talk.
It's the most trite stuff.
In or out. Yes.
In or out.
Right.
How about stock rising, stop fall? These are all every trite
Everyone's
radio
being used,
segment.
Right.
Yeah, it's everyone
yes.
been used to
right.
death.
Unlike this or that.
This or that. That's so the social media team has two so far. Hit or miss, this or that,
Fair or foul?
Oh, fair or foul.
Wow, look at Ben.
Ben chiming in.
Ben bringing the wood.
Ben, now you're a part of the inner circle.
Ben bringing the wood.
Fair or foul.
A-Game Jones over there.
Fair or foul.
And it mixes a little baseball into the vernacular, which will make our bosses happy. Everyone wants to always talk about baseball.
Yeah, talk about baseball.
Don't forget about baseball.
Fair ball, foul ball.
Yes.
Imagine if we had the sound of... Wow, he just...
Got me.
Got it.
Yeah. while it's still in the role,
let's get to some leftovers, shall we?
It's time now to dig into some leftovers with Taz and the Moose. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
You might not ever hear that open again.
No. You'll hear some form of it. Might have to bleep some words out. All right, go ahead, Ben.
First one out. Carmelo Anthony decided to pen a letter to Oklahoma City and its fans after spending 1 year in OKC, and it was a year of mediocrity. Have we gone too far with these goodbye and thank you letters from players?
Yes. Enough's enough. He was there for 1 year. God. He was there for 1 year, and Oklahoma City couldn't wait to get rid of him. Enough with the thank you letters. I get it.
Was this guy part of the student body with you at Syracuse? Did you go to school with him? Was he younger than you?
No, he's younger than me.
I was going to say, your former classmates really annoying me, Carmelo. That'd be fun if you went to class with Carmelo, you and him in Psych 101.
Yeah, it would be great. I know. McNabb I went to school with.
Went to school with McNabb? Well, you told me that already.
Yeah, I told you that. Yeah. Not Melo, though. But it's not just picking on Melo. It's everyone saying goodbye after a year. If you've been there for 10 years, 5 years, you won championships there, whatever it might be, I can understand that saying goodbye, but not everyone has got to pen a letter in Jeter's website. You don't have to do it in the Players Tribune. You don't have to do it. Not every single player needs to basically pen a letter saying thank you to every city they're leaving.
When Joe Montana left the 49ers and went to the Chiefs, did he pen a letter? No!
His elbow was ridiculous when he looked at it. You ever see photos of that?
Joe?
Yeah.
I saw him here. He was on the other show.
It was with, as you mentioned, like a cavalcade of women.
Yeah. It was women. I don't know if it was his media team or all females.
But I was just saying his elbow. Remember he had that elbow operation, and then they showed a picture of his elbow after he had the operation. It was just strange looking.
You know, I had something like that. It's called a bursa sac, where it blows up.
Yeah.
And you have to actually hit it with a book. Bust a sack.
Oh, that's gross.
It's a pus sack filled with blood. That's gross.
Safe! The Detroit Lions.
Wait a minute. Is that going to be part of fair or foul?
No.
Yes, it's the new sounds.
I don't know if we're going to put a bunch of baseballs. We have to have a meeting, post-production meeting. All right, continue, Ben.
The Detroit Lions.
We have to have pre-show meetings. Go ahead.
Decided to follow in the footsteps of the Atlanta Falcons and offer fan-friendly pricing. Things like $2 hot dogs and sodas, $3 adult beverages will be available for purchase. Should other teams follow this?
Yes, why not?
So families can go. And guys and husbands and wives, men and women can bring their kids to the game.
You talk about turning a fan base over? Yeah. You want cheap food,
absolutely.
Good food.
Cheap beer, cheap food, story of my life.
Right. Stuff them with dogs, sausage, pretzels, beer,
everything. Moose can't eat. You got to go to a game, just eat pretzels because you don't eat meat anymore.
That was a smart move. That's it. That's exactly. Well, I have some fish tacos.
Let me stop eating meat.
That's it. You know what it does do? It cuts down on the gas.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
I love gas.
No, you don't.
Yes,
Nobody loves gas.
I do.
That's disgusting.
I do. Sometimes I leave stuff in here when I leave
I
leave a little something
that's
for you when I walk out.
That's gross.
Right, Pete?
Stomach feels a lot better. Less indigestion.
Whey protein Jones. I bring less a lot of whey protein.
I understand. It's great that you have a fantastic digestive system that produces a lot of gas. Great to hear. Next.
Speaking of cheap beer and hot dogs, former Niners coach and former used car salesman Jim Tomsula apparently loves PBR and loves to swear. Is there anyone more relatable?
No.
He didn't bring up the salt in the beer though.
He says he loves yesterday.
Flaps, Blue Ribbon, and loves to swear.
Oh, sorry, Ben.
See, you jumped it.
Damn.
You didn't even let him finish.
I'm sorry, I messed up. I apologize.
Ben, great job.
Yes,
great job.
Good job, Ben.
Taz interrupts everybody.
The look of Ben's disappointment.
I barely can get a sentence out.
His face is so.
And then he doesn't listen as well.
I know.
He doesn't pay attention to
like
what I'm saying.
7-year-old.
Peace!
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
Yeah!
Okay, picture this.
It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.